This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. President Trump has vetoed a bill to fund a drinking water pipeline project for the Eastern Plains. The Finish the Arkansas Valley Conduit Act passed unanimously in the House and Senate. The project has been decades in the making and would bring clean water to communities between Lamar and Pueblo. That's in Republican Representative Lauren Boebert's district. Former U.S. Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell has died. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva has this remembrance.
Former Senator Nighthorse Campbell started out representing the state as a Democrat before switching to the Republican Party several years into his term. During his nearly two decades in Congress in both the House and Senate, Nighthorse Campbell helped create national parks and championed Native American issues. He was also a chief of the Northern Cheyenne Tribe, a celebrated jewelry designer, and a member of the first U.S. Olympic judo team. In 2012, Nighthorse Campbell ushered the Christmas tree for the U.S. Capitol.
Ever since I was a teenager, I got through college by driving a semi, and the only difference with this is it's so long, but they, you know, police go with you. There's police escorts, and I tell people it's kind of fun having red lights and sirens in front of you than chasing you.
Ben Nighthorse Campbell was 92 years old.
CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reporting. If you're going to be tipsy this New Year's Eve, there's a couple of ways to get around to keep you safe and save you money. First, you can ride RTD for free. All RTD routes, including AccessoRide and FlexRide services, will be free for customers from 7 p.m. tonight until 7 a.m. tomorrow. Meanwhile, in Colorado Springs, the Gazette reports the McDivitt Law Firm is providing free rides home for people who've been drinking for the 18th year in a row. You can also use the Z-Trip app in Colorado Springs or in Pueblo, City Cab. This is CPR News and KRCC.